Welcome to the podcast of Troy Brewer, a guitar playing, globe trotting, book writing, Bible thumping, star watching, radio TV hosting, church leading, Alamo saluting Texan, and drop dead sold out Jesus freak.
The Jewish year that's coming up is 5783. And this, before we get to the meaning, and I'll tell you what, I interviewed a Messianic Jewish rabbi who came up with a lot of the conclusions you came up with, but you have a prophetic spin on a lot of them that our people have to hear. But before we get there, there was such a heart-wrenching and touching supernatural thing that happened to you. I would have to believe that this is one of the big ones in your life.
Well, yes, sir. And you know, it started off as a dream, and it's about timing, because in the dream, I was literally in the future and said I had just died. In my dream, I had just died. But it wasn't sad, it wasn't terrible. In the dream, I was like, wow, I'm entering into glory. And it was the strangest thing, Sid. There was this like a post-game interview. And there was literally a host, and it was a lot like this. There was lights and there was cameras, and I knew that all of heaven was listening. And this wonderful angelic being began to interview me. And he said, hey, before you go off into glory, my goodness, how you fought a good fight and how the Lord was with you. And my goodness, Troy, the favor of the Father that was upon you was amazing. And I was like, oh, I know, he loves me so much. And then he began to say, let's talk about the top 10 miracles that I recognize. What are the ones that you recognize? And for a time in this dream, Sid, I was talking about miracles, and I had this tremendous grace. I could remember details, and all of it just glorified the Lord, and it was so good. And after some time of talking about different moves of God within my life and just the amazing heart of the Father towards me and the way that the Holy Spirit moved, he said this to me. He said, what are the top 10 miracles you missed? What are those things? And I was like, the top 10 miracles I missed. And I instantly knew in my spirit, I knew, oh yeah, there was lots of miracles I missed. There were things that the Father had for me that were so amazing, but I got off track, or something changed in my life. Maybe I wasn't prayerful. Maybe it wasn't my fault at all. I just missed it. And I knew what those things were. And he asked me, he said, what is the biggest miracle you think you missed? What is that? And I said, oh, I know exactly what that is. And he said, what? And I said, back in the year 2022, we rescued a little girl. And I would like to pause and say this, Sid, that in real time, outside of the dream, we had just rescued this beautiful little girl. And she was 9 years old, and we rescue children out of sexual slavery all over the world. And this kid was in the Amazon, and we have a rescue center there. And I had just, outside of the dream, I had just got her picture of her little face, and I was praying for her because she was nonverbal. She was so traumatized from the violence that had been perpetrated upon her that she was not well. She was not well emotionally, physically, spiritually, and she couldn't even speak any longer. So getting back to the dream, I said in my dream, back in 22, we rescued this little girl. And if I would have found a way to make it down to the Amazon when my team was there, if I would have stopped what I was doing, and if I would have found a way, I would have walked straight up to her and I would have said, Fran Shiali, listen to me. I am your Papa Troy, and I love you with all of my heart. And she would have instantly had chains breaking off of her, and she would have ran up to me, and she would have hugged me, and she would have loved me. And then I would have said to her, it's okay for you to speak. And she would have started talking. And in my dream, I said that, and I said, I missed that one. And the angelic being that was interviewing me said, oh, that was a big one. And I said, it was a big one. And then the dream was over.
This Franchella, this 9-year-old girl, was so traumatized, she was completely nonverbal. She couldn't speak at all. Okay.
Could not speak at all. Mm-hmm. And she really didn't have any kind of social communication skills. She would just sit and stare at the wall. She wouldn't play with other kids. She wouldn't allow anybody to touch her. And it was like serious. So yes, sir, she was in bad, bad, bad shape. And again, we had known about it and we were praying for her. But in the dream, the dream that I had, which was from the future, it said that had I done this in the past, which was my now, that she would be healed. And so I told my wife, and my wife said, okay, well, you know what? I'll preach for you on Sunday. And I said, okay. And so I found a ticket down to the Amazon jungle. And I went down to Colombia, and then I found another ticket down to the Amazon. And then I got there. My team was already there and they were waiting on me. I told them about the dream that I'd had. And I said, this little girl's going to get healed. And they were excited, but they had already been around her for several days and they knew how traumatized she was. And they were like, okay. And I was like, no, she's going to get healed. Watch. And to make a long story short, Sid, I walked straight up to her in the midst of all these other children, and she was just sitting there. And I said, Franchelle, you need to know that I'm your Papa Troy, and I love you with all. I told her, I said, I love you with all of my heart. And that little girl looked at me, and instantly the anointing of the Lord filled the room. Chains fell off of that little girl, and she smiled at me, and she jumped up, and she ran straight over to me, and she hugged me like she had known me her entire life. And it was just the glory of the Lord filled the room. I was hugging this little girl and I was crying, and she wouldn't stop hugging me. And so much so that when I went to let go and lean up, her little feet came up off the floor. She just wouldn't let go of me. And all of the workers were amazed and everybody was clapping. And then I looked at her little face and I said, it's okay for you to start talking now. And she said, Troy. And then she started speaking in Portuguese and she just became Chatty Cathy. My entire team was blown away. And that little girl was restored in an instant, in a moment, because of a dream that I had that was from the future about the past, which was my right now. And God Almighty lined it up. It was incredible.
I'm just curious because I know the way it should be. That should be normal. But it isn't normal. Let's be candid.
No, it's not.
Has this happened other times? Now, I don't want you to go into it, but I'm just curious. Or was this a first time?
I've seen incredible miracles, but I had never seen that. I had never seen instantly. Usually, Sid, that is a process. It's a very relational process. The power of the Holy Spirit is involved. But sometimes it takes years for these children to be able to have a right mind. This little girl was instantly healed, redeemed, and saved in every way that a little girl can be. And I saw it. I saw it with my own two eyes.
I have to believe that this little girl has got such a destiny in God to be set free like that. But this is a very destiny year that we're coming into. But explain just basics so people understand when they hear what's going to happen this year. Explain the difference between the Jewish year and the Greco-Roman year.
Thank you, Sid. I'd be so happy to do that. Well, number one, God loves to speak through calendars, and he loves for us to partner with him in timing. He does specific things at specific times. You know, the Bible says God at different times actually speaks in different ways, right? God who at sundry times and in diverse manners, it says. And so there's a couple of different calendars that you and I operate by. And one, of course, is the Gregorian calendar. And we recognize that in the Western world, and that is a sun calendar. And it's based upon the sun. And then the other one, of course, is the Hebrew calendar. And the Hebrew calendar is a calendar that is based upon the moon. It, in fact, is a lunar calendar. And so they're pretty different. One of the differences is that in a Gregorian day, it begins at sunup, and on a Hebrew calendar, it begins at sundown. And so they're literally that different. But they're both very important, Sid, whenever it comes to prophetic things, because Because we know that when God speaks through the sun, he is speaking to the nations. And when God speaks through the moon, whenever the Lord uses the moon as a prophetic marker, he likes to speak to his covenant people, and which is Israel, and that's also the church. And then whenever God likes to speak through the prophetic marker of, say, the stars, that has to do with his children of inheritance. That's why he told Abraham, when he was talking to him about his children of inheritance, he said, I want you to look at the stars. So we know that there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and also in the stars. And it's very important for us to know what God is speaking at specific times so that we can live what I like to call an Issacharian lifestyle. And the Bible says, and let's see, where is that? It was in First Chronicles. It says that the sons of Issachar had an anointing, a prophetic anointing upon their life to where they knew the times and the seasons, and they knew what Israel ought to do. It is in fact a blessing if we walk with God in his timing of things, and it is also a curse if we do not walk with God in his timing of things. The scripture says that whenever Jesus was talking about Jerusalem, he says, Jerusalem, you've missed your day of visitation, and I've wanted so much to move you into a place of blessing, but I could not because you did not recognize the times and the seasons. In Deuteronomy 28, it says that in the morning, if you don't walk with God, in the morning you'll say, I wish it was evening. And in the evening you will say, I wish it was morning. So if we walk with God, we have to learn how to walk with him in his timing. And calendars can actually line us up with that.
The Jewish year 5783. I'd like you to break down the numbers. What do they mean to us?
Well, the number 5 is a number that represents grace to overcome. It's, you know, grace is God-given ability to overcome something is one of the definitions of the context that the number 5 is used in. And that's why David picked up 5 smooth stones. There's so many 5s. There's 5 ingredients of the anointing oil. Sid, did you know that whenever Joshua marched out following Moses out of Egypt in the promised land, he ranked them in 5s?
No,
a lot
I didn't
of people actually
realize
missed that.
That.
He wanted the number 5 on that event. So the first number means a God-given ability. And friends, I want to just say to everybody, and Sid, I want to say this to you, my friend, there's a grace for the day that we live in. This is a hard day, but there's a grace that God has for us in this day. The second number, 57, 7 is a number that represents the manifest spirit of the Lord. It represents spiritual perfection in the sense of when God wants to make himself manifest, he likes to use the number 7. And 7 is the most prolific number in the Word of God. There's more 7s than there are anything else, especially in the book of Revelation. And then we come from the 57 into the 83. 8 is a number that represents new beginnings. 3 represents perfect completion, or what I like to say, the whole enchilada, you know, outer court, inner court, most holy place, past, present, future, all of that, right? So the 3 things, the sun and the moon and the stars. And if we are to look at the 83, which is the big, that's the big part of the number, the 5783 mm-hmm. on the Hebrew calendar that we're looking at. 83 is very interesting for a couple of different reasons. Number one, we are in the decade of the pay. These are the 80s, and pay, or I should just say the number 80, or the letter that represents it in the Hebrew language, is a decade of the mouth, or the declaration. The things that we say matter more now than ever, ever, ever before. How we line up our mouth with the Word of God matters right now more than ever before. And it also has to do with prophetic declaring words coming to pass. It has to do with that. And then there is the 3 that is part of that. God Almighty wants to complete and finish some things right now. One of the things that people are hearing God say all over the world is get your affairs in order and finish well. That he's saying, you need to get things in order. You need to get things in order. You need to get things in order. God Almighty is telling the church to get in order. He's telling me to get in order. He's telling all of us to say, all these things that are out of order, they need to come into a focus. And the number 3 is when you can see all 3 stages, if you will, you know, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, that God's like, I want to bring some things to full fruition, and I need you to finish some things, but in order to finish well in a bunch of things, which is going to be happening this year tremendously, where God's like, I'm going to finish some things, but the Spirit of the Lord is saying, we desperately need to be people that are willing to put things in order. And it begins with Christ is the head. That's where it begins. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, he is the head of all things. And if we don't get that one thing in order, the rest of it doesn't matter.
Well, tell me about the connection between 5783. I found this fascinating. I don't know how you know all this stuff, Troy. The connection between the year, the Jewish year, 5783, and the signs in the heavens.
Amen, my brother. Well, sir, there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and the stars. And you know what? I'm just now remembering this, Sid. 2 years ago, on Rosh Hashanah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, and the word went out on Rosh Hashanah that Roe v. Wade was going to be overturned. And I was doing a prophetic conference, and the word went out in the house, and we were just shouting, Roe v. Wade will be overturned. And then this year we saw it. It actually happened, and it happened at a time when it was very impossible for it to happen. It was totally impossible because the proponents of abortion in our nation were actually in charge of the Senate. They were in charge of the Congress. They were also in charge of the current administration. It's like, it can't happen. It did happen. And on the day that it happened, Sid, there was a planetary parade was taking place on the day that it happened this year. And it was like, okay, it was during a month here where we were having all these parades all over the place. And then the heavens gave a parade, and then Roe v. Wade was overturned. That happened this year in the month of June. And just exactly like that, man, what the Spirit of the Lord is doing this year is so incredible with what's happening in the heavens. Because if you look at 5783, the 83rd constellation out of the 88 that are recognized is Ursa Major. Now, we call Ursa Major the Big Dipper. That's what we call it. And the job of Ursa Major is, it's the seven stars. And we know that in the book of Revelation chapter 2, he says, I'm the one that holds the seven stars in my hand. Ursa Major is the seven stars. And it points to Polaris, which represents the throne of Jesus, the North Star. And it's the one that all the other stars circle, Sid. And we know that everything circles the throne, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is yet to come. I think that there is an evangelical anointing to point to Jesus during the dark times and the good times of the year to come. And I think that the heavens actually declare that because of the 83rd constellation out of the 88 is the seven stars. And you know, the Bible even mentions it. In Job chapter 9, verse 9, he talks about the bear, that's Ursa Major, Orion and Pleiades and the chambers of the south. In Job 38, he says, can you bring the Maseroth in its season, or can you guide the great bear with its cubs? The great bear's job in the heaven, which is the Big Dipper, is to point people to Jesus. It's the seven churches. It's the seven stars. Our job is to point people to Jesus this year. And all that has to do with the number 83.
Well, to me, that what that's saying is, first of all, it's saying the great bear. That jumped out at me. Mm-hmm. That's Russia. I can picture a great revival going. I mean, the Russians are, as many of them are, as broken as the Ukrainians that this is going on, this war. It's a horrific war where a whole country is being destroyed before our very eyes. And yes, I believe that this is going to be a breaking moment, that there is going to be a great revival going on there. And I know you've heard the prophecies that many great men and women of God have had throughout the years, that we're coming into a harvest season like the world has never seen before.
Yes.
I hear that in what you're teaching, that it's going to be a harvest time like never before.
I have a friend of mine that just came back from, he's actually Ukrainian, and we do a big work in Ukraine. And he just came back from Ukraine. His whole world has been devastated. He was actually kidnapped and held hostage by the Russians for a long time. And he saw a revival among his kidnappers. He saw them give their hearts to King Jesus. He saw those soldiers actually say, We don't even know what makes sense in this world anymore. Our world doesn't make sense. And the glory of God showed up and he reached those people for Jesus. So when you see the Great Bear is the 83rd constellation. And by the way, the pointer star is 83 light years away.
And again, we're in 5783. That's why he's tying that in.
That's right. And so, no, let there be a tremendous revival, and let the people of God, let the voice of God be so amazing among God's people that we can point clearly to King Jesus, and let there be revival this year in Jesus' name.
I'll tell you what, this is so jam-packed with truth, but the greatest truth that I've been proclaiming from the rooftops, if you will, is the greatest glory, presence, goodness of God is coming to earth. That's probably tied in with that grace, because I think it's actually started this year, but it's going to keep growing in this coming year, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yes, sir. You know, and again, it has to do with the decisions, and getting back to that, to actually be consecrated to the Lord. So the path to holiness has to do with consecration and sanctification. Consecration is a determination to say, I'm gonna hear God speak. I'm gonna speak the word of God. I'm gonna read the word of God. I'm gonna hear the word of God. I'm gonna do those things, and I'm gonna live a kingdom lifestyle. Sanctification is when you say this thing only belongs to the Lord. We need to decide that we only belong to the Lord. And then holiness is when the habitation of the Lord resides in it. So this is a tremendous time and a tremendous season of that, Sid. And I wanna just encourage everybody and just say this, that the decisions that we make this year will greatly affect how we are rewarded or how we're messed up in the year to follow. And there's a grace on us for this. And I can't get away with it. I can't shout it enough. And I'm so grateful to be able to share it with you today.